Shalom Aleichem, everyone. As Misha Nichnas Adar Marbin Besimcha, we come to a joyous Shabbos Parshas Terumah. Of course, Parshas Terumah is about the building of the Mishkan. Atzei Shitim Oimdim. The Torah says that the Atzei Shitim Oimdim are still standing. At least that's how the Gemara interprets it. The Gemara says in two places, in Sukkah Memhei and Yuma, Daf Ayin Beis, the Atzei Shitim, Moshe Rabbeinu's Mishkan, Oimdim La'olam Olamei Olamim. They're standing forever. The Atzei Shitim and Moshe Rabbeinu are permanent. What does it mean that they're permanent? So probably we understand the Gemara to be in line with the Gemara in Saita Daf Tes, that Mishinivda Beis Hamikdash Nignaz Oyel Mayed Karashav Karasav Bricha Ve'amudav. That when the Beis Hamikdash was built, the Oyel Mayed was put into storage, so to speak. Nignaz, it was put away. It doesn't mean it was put away buried. It means it was put away standing. Nignaz, it was put up. That's what Chazal means. Krashav, Krasav, Bricha, V'amudav. That's a Shitim are still standing. Wherever they are, they're still standing. The question is, what's the purpose in that? What's the Teyelis in that? What's the Teyelis in that's a Shitim Oimdim, that's a Shitim are still standing? What exactly is the benefit in that? When you have a Sefer Torah and it's no longer usable, so you bury it. It's done with. You don't. You move on. You have a new Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah was there for a purpose, served its purpose. It has kedusha. So, but what is the sense of Oimdim La'ad Uli Olmei Elamim? I saw Pshad in Ivra Dedasha. I saw he says something really, really beautiful. As you know, the Mishkan was not the Shleimus, was not the complete building of the Beis HaMikdash. It was temporary. It's just, if you compare it in its structure to the Beis HaMikdash, it's a shadow of the Beis HaMikdash. It's just a small man of the Beis HaMikdash. It served its purpose as Klal Yisrael was in the Midbar. The Mishkan was really physically and structurally much less than the Beis HaMikdash. It had only one menorah, the Beis HaMikdash had 11, and so on. The Torah says, Kilebosem adata elamenucha velanachla. In the Mishkan, you've not yet come elamenucha velanachla to your place of inheritance, which Chazal says, Zu Beis HaMikdash. So it was only sort of a temporary or a Mishkan was a binyan that would work until the Beis HaMikdash is done. That means that as long as the Mishkan stood, it was still incomplete. It still was not a completed Beis HaMikdash. The site of the Beis HaMikdash, as you know, was the Cheshek and the Tshuka that Klal Yisrael had. Teichai Rotzuf Ahava. The Ava, the Cheshek for it, is the fundamental, really, of the entire Mishkan. As long as it was incomplete, there was still a tshuka. There was still a very strong desire to see it be completed by Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael understood that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be the real one, and this is something that's in between. It's something that's for now, and there was a certain amount of cheshek and rotzen. They knew that there'll be a permanent Beis HaMikdash b'yitz Hashem when they get to Eretz Yisrael, and certainly there was a cheshek and a desire for it. Later, the Beis HaMikdash is built. Many years later, the Beis HaMikdash is built. The cheshek and rotzen that existed is now transformed into the actual building. It's something like what I heard b'shem the Amshanova Rebbe. The Amshanova came to Eretz Yisrael after the World War II, after the Holocaust. He was actually in Shanghai with the yeshivas during the Holocaust. He came and he settled to Eretz Yisrael. He said, Eretz Yisrael is wonderful. There's one thing I miss. The Gaguim for Eretz Yisrael. Before I came to Eretz Yisrael, I had a strong desire to be in Eretz Yisrael, a cheshek to be in Eretz Yisrael. And that I'm now missing because I'm in Eretz Yisrael. The cheshek isn't there anymore. In other words, the cheshek, you realize that it happened. And the same thing with the Mishkan. While the Mishkan was there, there was a cheshek for a Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is built. So now, of course, you move on. However, Atzeshitim Oimdim, the cheshek of the original Beis HaMikdash had to stand. It had to keep on going. It had to continue. Klal Yisrael wanted the cheshek should be there. Rav Yisrael wanted the cheshek should be. And therefore, the Beis HaMikdash was the accomplishment, but the Mishkan was a symbol of the desire. Atzeshitim Oimdim. So therefore, kept on standing. It's a beautiful lesson. Very often people have a cheshek for something to happen, for a relationship, for a chasana. And then after the chasana is over, the ideas of the cheshek, they fade into the background. The original desire fades into the background because, look, now you're up to the reality, not up to the background. The idea that cheshek should remain, that's the atzeshitim aimdim. A beautiful, beautiful hesber. Let me move on to a second thought regarding the Mishkan. And this thought takes us to an old rule. We have an old rule that we've said many times. The Or Gedaliah quotes it from Reb Tzadik HaKoyen in many places. It comes to mind the beginning of Parshas Matos as one of them. That anything that we find in the Torah goes according to the first time. What I mean, it goes according to the first time. That when you see something the first time, that's a samal, that's an example of the way it should be. In Parshas Matos, Rav Shor talks about nidarim, about taking an oath. There's a lot in the Torah about oaths. There's Masechtas Nazir, Masechtas Nidarim, Masechtas Shulis, Masechtas Erech, a lot about making an oath. Zokt Rav Shor, but the first Shvua is Yaakov Avinu. When he's in the beginning of Parshas Vayetze, he takes an oath to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings it back B'Shalom, that he will Aser Esredullah, he's going to give Meiser, etc. So from the first oath, we learn out that the idea of Shmuis is to be Mechazik Avodas Hashem, to take an oath to do the right thing. And that's the purpose of Shmuis. Now, of course, there are a lot of Dinim of Shmuis, but that's the real purpose of Shmuis. What about the Beis HaMikdash? The first Beis HaMikdash is the Mishkan. In what way is the Mishkan the Samal? It's not the Samal. The Mishkan is not the example. The example is the Beis HaMikdash. It's only temporary. Okay, maybe it is that way. I'd like to share with you a beautiful thought. In Amos, in Perek Tes, Amos, who has very tough nevuas throughout the eight parakim, in the ninth parak, in the second half of the ninth parak, has a beautiful, he ends with a nevuah l'tayv. And there, in the nevuah about Yemais HaMashiach, the Navi says, in the name of Hashem, Okim es sukas David hanefelas. The Rishon promises that the sukas David that fell will be rebuilt. What is sukas David hanefelas? So here, two pshatim, Rashi there says, it means Malchus Beis David, the kingdom of David will come back. And the Marikaro says, it means the Beis HaMikdash. On Sukkot, we say, Rachmanum Hu Yakum Lanu as Sukkot Tavar HaNefelas. It became a song. That's a fair reference. I think most of us understand or the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, like the Pshat of the Marikaro, which is the Pshat of the Medrash. The question is, why is the Beis HaMikdash called a Sukkah? The Beis HaMikdash is a bias, a Sukkah. Why is it called a Sukkah? So I once heard from Rav Moshe Shapiro, who was speaking during the 9 days, and now I've seen it in the Kechem Yaakov on the Avtairis, from the Duvna Magid. He says, why is the Beis HaMikdash called a Sukkah? He says, well, there are two things about a Sukkah as compared to a Bayis. A Bayis is superior in that it's a permanent dwelling, and a Sukkah is inferior in that it's a hut, it's a temporary, smaller building. On the other hand, a sukkah is superior in the fact that if you take it apart and you put it together again, you're putting together the same sukkah. Even if you take it apart for 12 months, you put it up next, it's the same sukkah. But a house, because it's permanent, when it gets destroyed and you build, you're not rebuilding the same house. You're putting up a different house, a new home. The old home is destroyed, and you're putting up the new home. Zakt, the Tov the Magid. Why is the Beis HaMikdash called a sukkah? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to know that Okum HaSukkah Stavnei Falz, there will come the time of the Yumais HaMashiach, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to Okum HaSukkah Stavnei Falz, the Baruch Hashem is going to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. Don't think it's a Pesanaya Beis HaMikdash. There was a Beis HaMikdash that stood, and now it's going to be a different Beis HaMikdash. Well, you want to know something? It may be that the new Beis HaMikdash is going to look different. The structure may be different. The Beis HaMikdash should be different than the Beis HaSheni. But don't make any mistake. It's not a different Beis HaMikdash. It's the same Beis HaMikdash coming back. Okum es sukkah stavrei nefelos is a sukkah. A sukkah is something that can be taken apart and put back together. It's a hemshach. It's sukkah stavrei nefelos. As I zogt the Dubda Magid. Come back to our klal. Our klal is that everything goes according to the first time. Everything goes by the first time. The first time it was built, it was a mishkan. We said everything goes by the first time. The Beis HaMikdash is the real stuff. The Mishkan is temporary. Adirabba. The Mishkan, Taka. The Mishkan is built and comes taken apart and put back together again. But that is the Samal. That is the Mashal of the Beis HaMikdash. Something that even if you take it apart and put it back together again, it's Oto Davar. It's the same thing. It's the same Beis HaMikdash. It's a Hemshach of an Avodas Hashem. And Klal Yisrael has a cheshek and a tshuka for the Bayis Shlishi because it's a hemshach of the Avedas Hashem that we once had. And so, two thoughts that go hand in hand. The first thought was that the original Mishkan was the place of cheshek and desire, and it has to stay forever. And the second thought is that the first Mishkan was a sukkah, was something you could take apart and put together, and that's also forever. The idea that it's all a hemshach. It may be 2,000 years since the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, but it's all a hemshach. It's a pause. Mitzvah Hashem will come back to the Beis HaMikdash. Back to the Beis HaMikdash. And so, that's a thought regarding the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan. A thought regarding Mishenichnes Adar Marben Besimcha. We go back to Adar. It might be a new Adar, it's Adar Toshem Pe Gimel, but the calendar by Yidden is a cycle. It goes back. It goes back to the sense, the feeling, the hergish that you had in the very first Purim, and we tried to touch base with that original feeling. Somebody had once said, given a mashal, he said when he was a little boy, growing up here in America, and he came to visit his parents in New York, they took him on a Circle Line boat ferry ride around Manhattan Island. As a little boy, when he ran around, the highlight was Yankee Stadium. They passed Yankee Stadium, and that was his highlight of the Circle Line boat trip. Now, as the boat went around, the little boy fell asleep on the bench of the ferry. No, had it been his parents, when they docked, they were just woken him up and gotten off the boat. But it was his grandparents. So they just paid for another time around, Lazim Shluffin. So he slept. When he woke up, he looks again and he sees again Yankee Stadium. He says, wow, there are two Yankee Stadiums. How could it be? Two Yankee Stadiums. The peer said, no, it's the same Yankee Stadium. He just went around twice. The same thing with Purim. Not a new Purim. It's the same Purim. It goes around twice. It goes around Lahavdil. But it goes around, it comes around. We come to the same Purim, we try to connect to the feelings of Purim, the Hergeshim of Purim. And Yitzh Hashem, we should be zeichet to have that cheshik of the first Purim, like that, the cheshik of the first Beis HaMikdash, the desire, the ratzon, and the hatzlacha. Freilicha Adar to one and all.